This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. One day in the not-too-distant future, Big Pharma will collapse like the Berlin Wall. And up until it collapses, nobody will believe that it could collapse. But you know what's actually going to cause it to collapse, really? It's the costs. It's the fact that their products don't work. Now, granted, Big Pharma is a massive, influential monopoly drug cartel. They own Congress, basically, because, you know, Congress is just a bunch of prostitutes selling us out to the highest corporate bidder, right? They own the media. They practically financially bankroll the media, so the media is all pro-pharma. They own the science journals and the medical journals. When I say own, I mean they influence and control them. They own the doctors. Doctors are always receiving kickbacks and bribes. And Big Pharma even runs all kinds of dark ops and bots and everything to try to own social media and dominate the internet and discredit anyone who challenges Big Pharma's evil monopoly. But despite all of that, what they can't change is the fact that any reasonable common sense person can see for themselves that Big Pharma's toxic chemical products do not work. In other words, if you know somebody who's on 10 medications and you look at them, are they healthy? Are they healthier than before they took the 10 medications? The answer is no. They're probably the least healthy person imaginable or that you know, because the toxic chemicals make them sicker and sicker. Pharmaceuticals don't work most of the time for most people. There are a few cases where they do work for certain individuals in certain limited circumstances, and I'm not against, let's say, emergency antibiotics or anesthesia or even insulin for somebody who's, you know, got type 1 diabetes, let's say. They're not producing insulin, so do they need insulin? Yeah, of course they do. However, what I am saying is that these drugs they try to put everybody on, statin drugs, blood pressure drugs, and then cancer chemotherapy drugs that are highly toxic, diabetes drugs, liver drugs, depression drugs, ADHD drugs, psychiatric medications, all these things, they only make you sicker. And they can't erase this obvious fact from the minds of people. Because people know when they're on the drugs, they feel sicker. When they get off the drugs, they feel better. In fact, anybody who's brave enough to try natural medicine or nutrition or superfoods, they realize very quickly that once they get onto nutrition, they feel way better. And then they find they don't need the drugs anymore. They don't have to take a statin drug to have healthy cardiovascular circulation, for example. They don't need blood pressure drugs when, you know, watermelon can lower blood pressure more effectively than most drugs. They don't need diabetes drugs if they just stop drinking high fructose corn syrup and start eating normal, healthy foods. You know, this is something they can't erase. So all this stuff, it just comes to the surface. And in the minds of people, they know that when medicine becomes unaffordable, you know, when pharmaceutical medicine becomes unaffordable, what are they going to turn to? They're going to turn to foods. They're going to turn to cannabis. They're going to turn to healing minerals. They're going to turn to disease prevention, growing their own herbs, using sunlight, vitamin D, vitamin C, exercise, all these things that actually work. That's what they're going to turn to. So the day is coming, and I believe it will happen within my lifetime, and hopefully soon rather than later in my lifetime. But the day is going to come when the pharmaceutical model will collapse, and that day will probably coincide with the day that the debt-based model of global debt and governments with central banks printing fiat currency to fund all of their debt obligations, that day, that's all going to come to an end as well. And remember, when the government goes bankrupt, Big Pharma goes bankrupt too. Why? Because the pharmaceutical industry, its largest customer is the government in terms of who's paying. Who pays for the pharmaceuticals? Well, most people are on Medicare, Medicaid, or Obamacare, or some government subsidized version of a healthcare plan, which means that government is paying the pharmaceutical cartels. not the patient. If patients had to pay for their own medicine, the drug companies would already have collapsed. The only reason they haven't so far is because the revenues come through a third-party payer, which is the government. And thus, a patient walks in to a doctor's office, the patient gets a prescription, but the patient doesn't pay the full price for that prescription. There's maybe a copay, but the rest of the cost is covered by government. So government's paying the drug cartels all their monopoly prices for their products that don't work. And when governments go broke, which is rapidly approaching, the drug cartels collapse as well. That is a sobering but major realization that you need to truly understand. That, in other words, the drug companies are not succeeding in a free market environment. They can't. They can't compete with herbs. They can't compete with natural medicine because their products are expensive and don't work, whereas natural medicine is very affordable, safe, and effective. So the drug cartels depend entirely on this scheme where the government pays for you and the money comes from this third party, which is governments. It might be a state government, it might be a local government, or a federal national government. And this is true across the world. So when those governments go bankrupt, the pharmaceutical industry collapses. That's the way it is. I mean, look in Venezuela right now, the drug cartels there are collapsing because the government's collapsing. The government can't pay for the medicine anymore, sadly. You know, and I'm not trying to make light of that situation. I feel sorry for all the Venezuelans who are there, who are suffering under that government regime, that bankruptcy caused by, you know, socialism and tyranny, by the way, but that's another podcast. The point is that our drug cartels will collapse at some point, and it'll be like the Berlin Wall coming down. It'll be like all of a sudden, boom, it's over. The drug cartels are history. Now, people are going to turn to prevention, nutrition, natural medicine, remedies, natural cures, lifestyle changes, toxin avoidance, all these things that actually work to prevent disease. That's what people will turn to. And by the way, as that happens, we are going to be doing our best. And when I say we, I mean we at the Health Ranger store, that's healthrangerstore.com. We're going to do our best to be the one of the new distributors of the new systems of natural medicine for our country. So we have a big new warehouse coming online in 2018, massive square footage, lots of throughput, organic manufacturing, which we've had for a long time, but now we're expanding the square footage significantly. We intend to help people stay healthy, to help people avoid, you know, needless suffering and disease and so on in the future when our drug cartels collapse and the FDA collapses and we can finally tell the truth about disease prevention and nutrition. And that is something, that day is going to come. The FDA right now criminalizes any specific disease treatment claims, for example. You can't have product X and say that product X prevents inflammation, even if it does. You can't say it prevents cancer, even if it does. You can't say the vitamin C prevents scurvy, even though it does. Or that vitamin D prevents rickets, which it does. You can't say those things because the FDA has these restrictions and regulations against it. And so they shut you down to protect the pharmaceutical monopolies that, frankly, profit off of keeping people diseased. But the day is going to come that the FDA is gone. Truly, that day is coming. Realize that. Look, the world that you think exists around you right now, it's a very temporary world. You know, the FDA has only existed for 111 years. It was formed in 1906. And, you know, drug advertising on television has only been legal since 1997. It's only been about 20 years. The world that you think is normal around you right now is a very temporary world. Most of human history existed without these pharmaceutical drug monopolies. Throughout most of history, most people use natural medicine. Even today, natural medicine serves about 80% of the world population. 80% of the world population is natural medicine, herbal remedies, and so on. The chemical medicine at very high prices, this is an aberration in history. It's going to collapse. It's going to go away. There'll be remnants of it. We'll always have certain chemical medicines for certain things, like like I said, antibiotics, anesthesia, you know, certain hormone replacement treatments, you know, for thyroid replacement, all kinds of things like that. They have their place. It's just that day to day, no one will think that their blood pressure is caused by a deficiency of blood pressure medications. No one will think that they're supposed to be on 6, 10, 15 medications to be normal. But that's the way it is in the elderly population today, which is totally insane. And so this insanity is very temporary, even though you may have grown up in this insanity. You may be living it yourself, but it's very temporary. It's not the way humanity is going to be able to move forward, simply based on mathematics and economics. You can't, it's not sustainable to pay a significant portion of your economy to corporations that sell chemicals that keep your people sick and poisoned. It doesn't work. Long term, something changes, something collapses. And that day is coming. And when it comes, I truly hope to be one of the people and one of the organizations that provides natural medicine that is scientifically validated, laboratory validated, and through clinical trials, natural medicine that saves lives and prevents disease and prevents human suffering. Well, not just humans, but also pet health as well. But that's one of my goals in my life. And I've still got quite a few decades left. I'm not that old. And my grandmother is just about to turn 100, by the way, and she's still alive too. Can't wait to celebrate her 100th birthday, by the way. She's awesome. She was a great writer. She's still a writer. Amazing. Anyway, I hope in my lifetime that I can be part of the rebirth of natural medicine in our society as we reconstruct in the post-collapse of this current failed society, which is bankrupt. And it's bankrupt financially, and it's bankrupt morally, and it's bankrupt in terms of its quack science, pseudoscientific medicine that's pushed out there, which is the pharmaceutical drug cartels and so on. It's bankrupt at many levels, but there will be a day where we have to rebuild society, where we have to provide things that actually work for people to prevent health conditions, things that are affordable, that are safe, that are rooted in natural medicine, that come from the natural world, and even medicines that you can grow yourself, such as cannabis medicine. I really, truly, what I hope to see is a world where people grow their own medicine, that everybody has a pharmacy in their garden. You know, people grow their own medicine, and they harvest their own medicine, and they consume their own medicine, and the idea of everybody going to the pharmacy every day is obsolete. Because it's insane that people go to the pharmacy drive-thru at CVS and Walmart instead of just growing their own natural medicine in their own yards and letting that heal them so they don't need to go to the pharmacy and spend thousands of dollars a month of other people's money through health insurance compensation programs. Well, you can grow your own food for like pennies a day. How much do seeds really cost? Not that much. And you can share seeds and you can harvest seeds for free. And you can share and barter natural medicine and herbs and hemp with your neighbors when it's legal one day, finally. You know, all the answers are out there. Mother Nature has already provided the solutions that we need. And if we just honor human liberty and don't tolerate living under tyranny, whether it's medical tyranny or vaccine tyranny or scientific tyranny, if we just stop tolerating all that tyranny and assert our human freedom and human dignity and basic human rights for food freedom, medical freedom, health freedom, the freedom to think, the freedom to disagree, the freedom to debate, the freedom to speak, all these things, then we can initiate this revolution of human freedom and human health at the same time. Don't you understand that health freedom and human freedom go hand in hand? You can't have a free society, really, if you don't have health freedom. And if you don't have the freedom to speak and think, then you can't have health freedom either. All these things go hand in hand. The freedom to be, the freedom to consume natural plants, substances from nature, the freedom to treat your body and your health in the way that you wish, because it's your body and you own it. Government doesn't own your body. Doctor doesn't own your body. The pharmaceutical cartel doesn't own your body. And certainly the FDA doesn't own your body either. These are some of the root philosophies that I so strongly believe in, that I put my life on the line every day to bring you this kind of information. Not only am I personally dedicated with a lifelong dedication to this, but you know I'm threatened. You know I'm death threatened. I've been stalked. Lies are printed about me. They try to destroy my reputation and so on. They've tried this for years. And it hasn't stopped my dedication to telling the truth. And it hasn't stopped the growth of our audience and the number of people who are open to this timely message of human freedom. Finally, at last, yes, the answers to your health problems are not found in a doctor's office who's bribed by Big Pharma, but rather they're found in the weeds and the roots and the leaves and the bark growing in your own backyard or even in a public park near your home if you don't have a yard, and that you can grow your own natural medicine. You can grow it, or if you can't grow it in your climate, you can buy it from somebody who did grow it. All the answers to human health problems already exist in nature. We just have to have the maturity as a civilization to embrace those answers and allow ourselves to live in greater harmony with the natural world, rather than thinking that synthetic man-made chemicals that are patented, that are priced at monopoly prices, are somehow going to solve our health problems by artificially manipulating the biochemistry of our bodies. That is not a long-term solution. That does not work. And that's why people do not get healthier when they're on all those pharmaceuticals. So watch for this day. The day is coming when Big Pharma collapses. And again, probably going to be the same day that the government collapses, or very near that day, I should say. Some of these things take time. The financial collapse is coming. A revolution in natural health freedom is coming. I'm going to be here for it. I hope you're here for it as well. It is time to shine the light, to open up human consciousness. It's time to expand human awareness. It's time to embrace all the natural medicine that's available to us throughout our highly diverse, abundant world of natural remedies from the ecosystem, from nature all around us. This is the future of real medicine. It's a sustainable future. It is a compassionate future. And it's a future that can also be rooted in good botanical science, which is what I do at CWC Labs, is scientific analysis of herbs and supplements and foods and heavy metals and things like that. So stay tuned to naturalnews.com, because we're going to be spearheading this movement as it happens. I don't know what year it's going to be. It could be next year, could be 20 years down the road, but it's going to happen in our lifetimes, I believe. I'm going to be here to help us rebuild after the collapse. It's going to be a joyous day for humanity. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products, and that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.